wheel. She's unconscious, but she's alive. I don't want to move her until the paramedics get here. I don't know what her injuries are. Will you stay with her while I check the other car?
No need, someone says from behind us. I'm fine. My God, I couldn't stop the car when I went into a full spin.
It's okay, Hannah says, turning around and immediately taking her scarf off and pressing it to a bloody gash on the man's forehead. Hold this to your head. You have a small laceration there.
I do?
He's in shock, she says to me, just as we hear the sirens coming in the distance. Paramedics are on the way, she says to him and urges him to sit down on the snowbank, holding the scarf to his head. The young woman is coming too, and when she looks around, she starts to cry.
It's okay, I say, and rub my hand up and down her arm soothingly. You've been in an accident, but help is on the way.
The next 10 minutes are a blur as the ambulance arrives. Hannah rattles off a quick report of what happened, and the paramedics load both of the injured drivers inside, then heads to the hospital. I stay an extra 5 minutes to help the officers on scene, and when Hannah and I are back in my truck, she says, "Take me to the hospital." She doesn't look tired now, and watching her on the scene was amazing.
Are you sure?
I want to check on them before I go home, she says. I know I'm an OBGYN, but they're mine now.
I nod and pull into the emergency bay behind the ambulance. Hannah jumps out, and I see her give a quick report to a doctor that walks up, one she appears to know, and it's amazing to see her in her own element. I've never been more turned on in my life. She's stunning, her blue eyes bright, and red hair around her face. She's a force to be reckoned with. After all of her reports are given to the doctors on staff, she blows out a breath and returns to me with a shy smile.
Sorry, I just needed to see this through.
No need to be sorry. I can't keep myself from dragging my finger down her cheek.
Are you okay?
Of course. Hannah! Both of us turn around at the sound of her name. A tall doctor, Drake, I believe his name is, rushes to her and cups her face in his hands.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I wasn't in the accident.
Thank God. He pulls her in for a hug, and it's clear that they're close, intimate, together. So while they're hugging and she's telling him all about what happened, I slip out the door to my truck. The sexy doctor isn't available. Fuck.
Chapter 1. Hannah. I'm going to die. I'm 100% sure that you're not going to die today, my best friend Drake says with a smirk. A freaking smirk. How do you know? I'm a doctor, he says, and reaches over to steal a donut hole from my plate. I went to school for a really long time so I could tell hypochondriacs like you that you aren't dying. I narrow my eyes and watch him, sitting all smug-like across from me. We're at our favorite cafe in town, Drips and Sips. Sitting outside for the first time this summer, now that the weather is finally nice enough to allow it. It's a breezy 70 degrees, yet there is still some snow clinging to life at the top of the ski mountain that's directly in my view. It doesn't suck to live here. You can't tell just by looking at me that I'm not dying. Okay, he says, and takes a big bite of his scone. Why do you think you're dying? My low back has been killing me, I reply. I have twinges in the ovary area. I'm pretty sure I must have ovarian cancer. Or you have a backache and you're ovulating, he replies. And I want to slap him for being so flippant about it all. Drake! Hannah Banana, I love you more than you'll ever know. But I'm going to say this to you again, and it probably won't be the last time. You're an amazing doctor, but you never should have gone to medical school. You know too much. A twinge here and there isn't cancer. I try to speak, but he holds a finger up and keeps talking. It isn't. You're a healthy 35-year-old woman with a great career, ridiculously attractive friends, and you make enough money to buy yourself a pretty condo pretty much anywhere in the world. Stop buying trouble with the whole dying thing. You're not that attractive, I reply, and fidget with the silverware on the tabletop. Trying not to sulk. Yes, I am, he says, and flashes his annoyingly perfect teeth.